Marco Werman here with The World. Our next story is about access to abortion in a country where it's been outlawed for decades. In Myanmar, abortion is illegal, except in limited cases when a woman's life is at risk. People who assist in illegal abortions there can face up to 3 years in prison. And for one doctor in Yangon, that meant facing a very personal dilemma. Here's our story from Shayna Sheely in Yangon.
Dr. Susu Yin was doing surgical rounds at a Yangon hospital when her friend came to her with a problem. Yin's friend was pregnant and unmarried. She asked Yin for an abortion. Yin said no. Days later, she got a phone call from the same friend who said she had a bad stomach ache. So Yin went to her house.
When I go inside, I can smell the foul smelling. She lied to me. She lied to me.
Yin's friend had a near-fatal infection.
I think she went to that illegal clinic for abortion.
Yin took her friend to the hospital. She says doctors knew why her friend was there and treated her badly.
At the hospital, the medical professional is very ill-treatment.
While Yin's friend was recovering in the hospital, she didn't have a blanket to cover herself. Her family wouldn't bring one from home.
They said, like, the blanket will be smelly because of the abortion. My friends, we are very close friends.
And the friends brought a blanket and waited with her. But Yin didn't stay.
At that time, I didn't do like any supported things. I feel guilty.
Yin says she now thinks abortion should be legal in Myanmar.
The people who I consult said it is killing someone's life. But because of the law, many women die.
But Mimi doesn't see it the same way. She's a 19-year-old English literature student in Yangon. She asked me not to use her last name.
Yeah, just no.
Because she says talking about sex is taboo in her culture.
This is something that is forbidden.
3 years ago, Mimi had a friend come to her in tears, pregnant.
She was still young. She still needed to get on with her university.
So she swallowed what Mimi calls Chinese medicine to induce an abortion.
I think later on, she's going to regret it because she just killed a life. This is not a small thing. This is not a simple thing. This is murder. In our tradition, Buddha says having this human life is like it only happened in once in a blue moon for everybody. So we shouldn't waste a life like this.
Most people in Myanmar are Theravada Buddhists with a belief that life starts at conception. Still, an estimated 250,000 Burmese women get illegal abortions each year. It's a leading cause of maternal deaths here. Women with enough money and the right connections can get safe abortions from trained medical practitioners, like Dr. Za. He opened an illegal clinic in downtown Yangon after he graduated from medical school. He says there are about 50 clinics like his in the city. If these clinics didn't exist, Za says women would have to rely on untrained providers who perform dangerous procedures. Saul wants people to know that a lot of young women are dying here because of unsafe abortions. He says he chose this career to save women's lives. But he admits that he makes a lot of money from his services. More, he says, than if he worked in a hospital. He charges up to $300 for an abortion. That's a lot of money in Myanmar, where people, on average, make less than $1,300 per year. And Za still struggles with his Buddhist values. He figures that even though he's ending a life, he's also saving one. Providing safe abortions, he says, is good and bad. It's a karmic balance, he says, one that he can live with. For The World, Shayna Sheely, Yangon.